is Law and Gospel on Wednesday, the 3rd of December, 2014, and I am not Tom Baker, and neither is the other voice at the other microphone for today.
Neither am I.
The other voice is Dr. Mark Laverty, who's guest hosting Law and Gospel this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Buzz. Pleasure to be here again.
Glad you could be in this morning. I'm guessing from the looks of things on the schedule, we have music to discuss, and that's a nice thing for you and me.
Well, that's my joy and my profession, and so I feel kind of like a evangelist for music as well as the gospel, and so hopefully I, as a guest host, will be able to do that and proclaim the gospel a little bit and enjoy some music of Bach this morning.
That's a good thing. This time of year, Bach comes up an awful lot at in church and outside of church. You'll be going to various venues and hear certainly more than one Bach piece performed.
Indeed.
Yes. With Advent and Christmas and Pentecost and the new season after that. It's a long, long way from here, it seems. We have to get through this nice next few weeks with Advent upon us and Christmas knocking on the doorstep.
Well, last Sunday was the first Sunday in Advent, and today is our first Wednesday in Advent. And of course, at my church, Zion Lutheran Church in Maryland Heights, we'll have Advent services at 11 a.m. and also at 7 p.m. tonight. And prior to the evening service tonight, we'll have a supper. And I think they're having pasta and salad and all the other condiments and so forth that go along with that. And it's always a warm fellowship event for the church. But I do want to welcome the listeners to the program today. And as Buzz said, Tom Baker is away, and I have the honor and privilege to guest host this morning. And so I'm a little bit nervous. I hope that doesn't show through too much, but I'll beg the patience and indulgence of the listening audience and hope they enjoy the program. Spent a few hours preparing and doing some research for this program, and I guess I should mention that Pastor Baker is away. He's at he's going to be preaching probably right now at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet. So he was kind enough to ask me to fill in for him, and it's a pleasure to do so. So I think the first thing I'd like to do, since it is the opening of Advent, I'd like to have a little prayer, and this is from the Portals of Prayer for Advent. Lord Jesus, angels over Bethlehem hailed your coming, as did crowds in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. All heaven's hosts and earth's multitudes will welcome your final coming. Make our hearts thrill at meeting you in bread, wine, and water. Keep us alert to the ways we can assist others to welcome you as you come with forgiveness. Make Advent a blessing to us, and make us a blessing to many. For your name's sake, we ask it. Amen. Before I get into the subject of the program, I wanted to share one of my favorite theses from Walther's Law and Gospel. Of course, that's what the program is entitled, but one of my favorites is Thesis 4, and it states, "The true knowledge of the distinction between law and gospel is not only a glorious light, affording the correct understanding of the entire Holy Scriptures, but without this knowledge, Scripture is and remains a sealed book." And years ago, I attended the seminary, took some classes there. I'm not a pastor by any means, but that thesis always affected me, and I felt it was a very profound statement and thesis, and it has really enlightened me when I read the Scriptures. So perhaps you out in the listening audience can look that up, the theses from Walther's Law and Gospel are on the internet. You can find that pretty quickly and easily. But just a little more about me, my background, just so you know, I am the music director at Zion Lutheran Church in Maryland Heights. I'm also a concert pianist, and I play around the country from time to time. And then I'm also a piano instructor out in Chesterfield at my home studio, and I have about 20 piano students. Hopefully a couple of them might be listening in, but maybe they're all in school and studying. So, but anyway, getting to the subject for today, I thought I would play a very famous and glorious cantata by Johann Sebastian Bach. One of the reasons I love Bach is the fact that, and maybe a lot of people don't know this, is that he was a Christian musician, of course, but he was also a Lutheran. And so as I play Bach and as I talk to people about Bach, I tell them it's a source of pride and joy that I'm also a musician and a Lutheran. And so I feel it's a great opportunity to witness to people, some of whom love Bach, but they may not be Christians. And so I find great inspiration in the music of Bach and in his life. And I hope others will too, and especially as we listen to this cantata this morning. I'm only going to be able to play a couple excerpts because it is about a half an hour work, but the couple excerpts that I will play, I'll kind of focus in on the law and gospel aspects of the text. Now, the music that you'll hear is in German, but I will read the translation in English so that people will know what they're hearing. And this is one of about 300 cantatas that Bach wrote for use on various Sundays and festivals in the church year. This particular cantata was written for the Advent Festival of the Visitation of Mary, or the visit of Mary to her cousin when both were expecting their firstborn. Mary, of course, expecting Jesus, and Elizabeth was expecting John the Baptizer. And in this cantata is one of the most famous Christian pieces of all time, and that is the famous Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. We'll hear that both in an instrumental version and also in a choral version, the choral version being from the cantata, and the instrumental part being a piano version, which I play on my own CD called Music of Bach. And in doing my research, I discovered that we all associate Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring with Johann Sebastian Bach, and of course he arranged this version. But I was surprised to discover that the melody was actually written by another gentleman back in the 17th century named Johann Schoppe, and he used that in another hymn, the text of which was written by an author named Martin Jahn. And that hymn produced 19 stanzas, of which Bach took a couple of those and used them in this cantata. And in fact, we use the melody of Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring in three of our Lutheran Service Book hymns. You can look those up if you have a hymnal. They are 548, 589, and 681. So I wanted to read a portion of the scripture that is related to this cantata of the visitation of Mary with Elizabeth. And so this is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. And I'm going to start at verse 39. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby, who was John the Baptist, leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And then Mary sang or stated her song of praise, the Magnificat, starting at verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. So we are going to hear now the opening movement of Bach's cantata, and the title of the cantata is in German, Herz und Mund und Tat und Leben. In English, this means heart and mouth and deed and life. And it's BWV 147. We're going to hear the opening chorus. And the text of this chorus in English states that heart, mouth, and deed and life must bear witness to Christ without fear or hypocrisy, that he is God and Savior. So we have a little bit of law and gospel in this opening chorus. The law being that heart and mouth and deed and life must bear witness to Christ without fear or hypocrisy. And the conclusion, he is God and Savior. So now we'll hear this opening chorus featuring the Munich Bach Choir and Orchestra, Carl Richter conducting.
Thank you.
So there we have the opening movement of Bach's cantata, Herz und Mund und Tat und Leben. And one, you can, the beautiful trumpet and the chorus, you can just hear the, almost imagine the majestic entrance of Mary visiting Elizabeth. There's just a lot of excitement in that opening chorus. So we're quickly running out of time, and I want to get to the famous Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. So I think we're going to run to that now, and I want to read the text for that final movement of this cantata. And the German is Jesu bleibet meine Freude, and I'm sure all you German scholars know what that means, but in English, the text of this chorus is, Jesus remains my joy, the comfort and life's blood of my heart. Jesus defends me against all sorrows. He is my life's strength, the delight and sun of my eyes, my soul's treasure and joy. Therefore, I shall not let Jesus go from my heart and sight. So, once again, you will recognize this melody, and it has, of course, orchestra and chorus with it. And this also is the melody that was written by Johann Schaup. And so it has become world famous, of course, and I'm not going to have time to play the version on my CD, but I think you'll be more edified by the chorus and the orchestra in this movement here. So if Buzz will cue it up, we'll listen to Jesu bleibet meine Freude. So there we have Jesu bleibet meine Freude, Jesus remains my joy in the English. And what a inspiration and joy that piece is, and I hope it was for you this morning. I want to also, as I mentioned, give a shout-out to my church, Zion Lutheran Church in Maryland Heights, and especially a shout-out to my choir. We are going to sing Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, in the next couple of weeks. I think we're singing it this Sunday at 10:30. And also later in the month as well. So if you would like, if you don't have a church home or you just want to visit us, please come and visit Zion Lutheran Church. We're at 12075 Dorset Road, and that's in Maryland Heights. And on Sundays, we have divine service at 8 and 10:30 in the morning. And on Wednesdays this Advent, we have services at 11 a.m. and at 7 p.m. And if you want to join our choir, we have choir rehearsal after at 7:45. So hope that we might be able to see you there at Zion. But I want to close by thanking Buzz for helping me out here, and also Gary and the rest of the folks here at KFUO. It really has been an honor and a privilege to be here. And I want to thank also Pastor Baker for allowing me to guest host. I hope that the audience has been inspired and edified by the program. This is some of the greatest music in history for mankind, and it's lasted over 300 years now. And so I think that says something. People might be intimidated by Bach, but I think if you realize that he was a Christian, he's just one of our brothers who's gone on to be with the Lord, of course, but we keep in mind that he was a Christian, and he wrote this music to bless us, and it's really a gift from God. So I'll just close by wishing everyone a blessed Advent, and hope you have a blessed Christmas as well, and I wish you all the best for the new year. And I guess that's about it. Maybe Buzz has some music to play us out here.
I guess we can always say, Tom, we'll be back tomorrow in the same time and right here behind the microphone.
Same station, yes. Okay.
Thanks for listening to Law and Gospel on Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Law and Gospel on Worldwide KFUO. You can write Pastor Baker at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122, or email lawgospel@lawgospel.com. We are the messenger of good news, KFUO.